You're listening to The Brand Compass, conversations to navigate your way to building a brand fit for purpose and poised for success. Here's your host, Shelley Rosland.
Well, hello there, my friend, and we are back. Gosh, I am so excited today. If you listen regularly, you know that I am obsessed with voices, and I have a really smooth, honey-toned one for you today in the shape of my gorgeous, smart guest. But before I bring it on, let me give you a heads up on what we are going to talk about today. Now, I don't know about you, but when someone says to me, Shelley, what's your purpose? What's your why? My heart starts beating rapidly and my brain skitters to the dark corners of the room to hide. I get anxious. I worry I won't get it right on one hand. And then on the other hand, I get this really weird sense of, who am I to have a purpose? That sounds like a big deal. I'm just Shelley, the South African in Northampton, who's just barely making it as a mum, a wife, and a business owner. And I've always really found it a really daunting prospect to just nail myself down to what this is and being one thing. Even though I seem to be quite capable to help others with clearing the mist on their own reasons for getting up in the morning to do the work that they do, but for me, it's just a different story. That's until I read Finola Howard's book. And my anxiety on this topic that sat like a vice around my head, which I didn't even realize I had, just kind of cracked open and fell off. I felt a lot calmer. And I realized I've been making it out to be a lot more complicated than it needed to be. And that actually, I needed to slow everything down, reflect, and come back to it in a different way. Now I'm going to introduce you to Finola and hear from her, and you can hear, sorry, straight from her, why this topic of purpose is a quieter, simpler, and yet very active physical exercise in getting closer to what you want in life and work. So without further ado, let me give you a bit of an introduction to her and then we can jump into the conversation. Finola is a business growth strategist, author, and podcaster with 3 decades of marketing experience. She believes that every business has a story to tell because that's how the market decides to buy or not. And your story needs to resonate with who you are and with the people you want to serve. She goes further to say that there are 2 sides to this. Firstly, marketing is your truth told. And secondly, great marketing is your truth shared. Just beautiful. Finola's partner is Kevin. They have a teenage son, Sean, and they live in County Waterford, which is about 2 hours south of Dublin in Ireland. Welcome, Finola.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Woohoo! So I'm so pleased we're like finally getting to do this. This is like taking ages, right? So I really loved your book. And for our listeners, I'm just going to let them know the title if that's okay, because it gives some context to our conversation. Sure. All right. So it's called What If Joy Was How You Measured Success and the Money Proved You Right? Oh, just love it. I wonder if you could unpack for us what purpose means for you, Finola, to get our conversation going.
Cool. So purpose for me, my starting point always when I talk about this with clients as well is that I always reference Martin Neumeyer. He's one of my kind of brand gurus, which I'm sure you're the same, Shelley.
Yes.
Which is, you know, it's the reason you exist beyond making money. And that's the kind of, you get a little kick at heart here. So often when we're working with clients and with businesses, they're thinking with their commercial hats on. Yeah. They're thinking about how they should behave in business and what's appropriate, and they stay in the intellect, right? But this is this first piece of our first permission to go beyond the commercial, in inverted commas, idea, and actually makes you think a little bit deeper, go a little bit deeper to go, okay, so if money was off the table, now why am I here? Because money is the easy answer.
Correct.
From a business perspective. But purpose is a source of joy. It's an indicator of joy. It's an indicator of your uniqueness, of what you're great at. You're given these talents or these abilities to see things, do things, know things, whatever that is for you and your business. And if you lean into those, then you're fulfilling your purpose. Because why else would you be good at this stuff except that there is purpose behind it? Mm. Does that make sense?
Mm, love it. Yeah, I think the money thing really locks us, doesn't it? It really limits our thinking because we're automatically going into the how, aren't we? How is this purpose going to actually bring me money? But it's like, no, it's before that. It's like before that.
But the other thing is we can't ignore the money piece either. That's the thing. It's like if we fall into the trap of only focusing on money, then we won't get that degree of success that's possible and that impact in the world we want to make. If we avoid the money, then we're not actually going into our zone of genius and, again, not making the difference we want to make in the world. We've got to have both of them, and we've got to give ourselves permission to believe that money is a worthy measure of success. And often when I say this, and this is also in the book, they think, no, you got that wrong. You didn't mean to say it's worthy. Yeah, money is worthy. You are worth it. The business is worth it. And we measure that by having the freedom that we are given by actually being commercially successful.
Nice. Like it. And what I like in your book is you do this definition, if you like, or you distinguish between needing and wanting something and really tackling that potential that we sometimes have hidden in the shame that we may feel in actually wanting something. And you say that, you know, want is critical because I think it's exactly what you said in the book is want is where the growth lies. Can you tell us more on that?
Need is that whole oxygen mask thing of, you know, that phrase that we're bored hearing. It's like, oh, you've got to put your own oxygen mask on first. Need is the oxygen mask. Need is not about flourishing. It's not about thriving. Thriving and growing and flourishing is about choosing and choosing for you. And when you choose for you, it's about what you want, nobody else. And it's allowing yourself to have the permission to want for yourself, that it's okay to want for yourself. This is a big challenge specifically with women. It's not exclusive to women, though. It's because I think women get caught up in the nurturing and the caring, and the men get, now we're being generic, right? We're generalizing here.
Yeah, very general, yeah.
Men get caught up in the data and the logic and the money. So if we actually meet in the middle, which we should always be doing anyway, and then getting both sides of us together, then we're doing something that's purposeful, that makes a difference in the world, that allows us to be creative, imaginative, move into our zone of genius, and allow ourselves to grow even beyond that, because zone of genius moves. Because, you know, when you spend a lot of time getting really good at something, then if you keep doing that, sure, you're going to get really good at that thing you just stepped into, and then you have to go again. Like, growth is movement. It's never static, and it's never this destination point. And people will always tell you that, this who are successful, that it's when they got there, they don't realize, and they often don't celebrate those wins. They keep going because it's moving. You're always moving. Purpose is always moving. So it's got to be big enough to aim for.
And also because of your life chapters and the seasons you go through as a professional and as a human as well at the same time. Yeah. You've got all of those dynamics as well, don't you?
Completely. What you wanted when you were 20 is not what you want when you're in your 50s, as we know, Shelley.
Yeah, very much so. Yes. And how much you want and what the quality of that want is, I think that also changes over time as well.
But what I think is quite interesting about the generations that are coming now is they are actually starting to embrace this idea of purpose earlier and of joy earlier, of being happy and balanced. There's so many burnout stories that we've got to start to take into account. And remember, this is the generation that grew up with meditation, mindset, mindfulness, yoga, healthy eating, like not when we, how we grew up. So while this was our big journey to conquer all of these things, to be more centered in ourselves and have better qualities of life, the generation that are in their 20s, look at what they started with. They started with this knowledge. But burnout is at its highest that it's ever been at the moment.
And
mental health.
Exactly. And I think even after the pandemic, it's gotten, I don't know, it's gotten worse and better at the same time. I don't know. It's just a weird dynamic at the moment. But you are right in terms of Gen X. You know, I'm really jealous. Look at the younger generation. I think, God, if I'd known what you knew,
yeah.
You know, 15 years ago, you know, but you can't keep thinking like that, can you?
So but they you also have their own challenges.
Yeah.
They have their own challenges.
Yeah, it's very true. In the book, you brought up a particular what-if scenario of, which I thought, it really kind of hit me quite hard, was that what if 80% of our growth came from the 20% we're currently spending on our unique ability? And what if we actually spend 80 to 100% of our time on our unique ability, and what kind of growth could we experience then? I mean, God, you know, and in the personal branding work we do with clients, we spend this huge amount of time trying to, you know, identify those uniquenesses, pulling out their strengths, almost trying to help them to see their genius, if you like, you know. You know, imagine now I could say to them, well, okay, now we know what your genius is. Like, okay, now swivel. Use 80 to 100% of your time focused on that.
It's from a great book with Dan Sullivan. He's not the guy who wrote it. He based it on the work of Dan Sullivan, which is this idea of 10xing your growth.
Yeah.
But it just makes sense. The thing is, I think it requires bravery to lean into what you're great at. Because when you have this inkling of what you're great at, you are actually quite vulnerable before it's widely accepted. You know what I mean? Before you claim it, you know inside you. This is the step that I always find working with clients. I'm sure you also find this, that what we're amazing at and what our zone of genius is, it's second nature to us. So we don't think of it as genius.
Mm.
And then we have this step of being quite vulnerable to say that we're owning that space, that we're actually going to claim that as our zone of genius. And then the who am I comes in again. But when you really step into it, and that this is, you see this a lot about people kind of becoming or, you know, embodying something, this embodiment of ideas, an embodiment of this next level of growth of you. It's often the toughest thing to do, which is to embody something and step into it and really into it. And leaning into it means that you decide to spend most of your time doing that and let go of the other stuff.
Would you say, oh, I don't know, because, you know, you've been in marketing for like 3 decades. I mean, I'm not close to that yet at all. But would you say, like, with the onslaught of social and the more accessibility to knowing what other people are doing, do you feel like imposter syndrome has almost become, I don't know, like a societal disease almost, whereas before people might have been suffering a little bit about it, you know, within their work environments. We were more isolated without social media. It wasn't as apparent. You might have had a better job of overcoming it. I think playing devil's advocate, I'm not sure.
I think that the biggest challenge with social media is can't hear yourself.
Yeah.
And particularly with business owners and entrepreneurs, they think that, you know, let's embrace the hamster wheel and just get on it, you know, and that'll be enough to just get on the hamster wheel of posting consistently. Because consistency, for me at the moment, consistency is critical for growth, but it's also can be an unmerciful whip to beat yourself with.
Yeah.
And if you just do the shoulds, like in anything, and you just are you're just outputting stuff to be consistent, where's the reflection and the thought about the strategy behind it? Where's the unlocking of your own uniqueness? Because then you're just blending, because you're just trying to get it out there all the time. So who can hear you if you just sound like everyone else? So I always go back to uniqueness. And it's this listening to yourself, tuning into yourself. And while it's really critical that we have peers to bounce ideas off of, and that's really necessary to help push us, because when we see our peers, sometimes it makes us go, oh, I could do that, or I could do that as well. They've done that, I could do that. And it helps push us and also makes us accountable. But sometimes it's so noisy because you're trapped in this noise that you can't hear yourself, and then you're lost in all of the other noise.
Fear for the people who aren't even doing the posting, like people, the watchers and the listeners. So if you were struggling with imposter syndrome, you just get buried under everything else that other people are saying. So I do feel Yeah, I do feel like imposter syndrome is just becoming harder and harder to tackle, you know, as professionals, because like you say, you get drowned out. But if you don't ever take that reflection time. And also, who are we not? I know I started this episode going, who am I? I'm just Shelley in Northampton. The whole idea of purpose is that it's personal to the person. You don't have to be Gary Vee or Stephen Bartlett or Richard Branson to have this major purpose to feed starving children in Africa. You know, we're talking about some deep-seated stuff that's really threaded and connected to you as a person, are we not?
It's the absolute starting point. But one of the things that I've discovered over the years is we don't dream big enough.
Yeah.
So the starting point is,
what do you want?
And I say this in the book, this whole idea of what if. What if I could do this? What if I made a difference here? Yeah. What if someone heard me? What if someone asked me to speak? What if someone
the what
read
if canvas?
Book? It's that idea of you saying what if. And if you practice that, you keep saying it, you'll actually start to realize you'll say bigger things later.
Mm.
I think we've got to practice, and that's back to your imposter syndrome thing. We've got to practice allowing ourselves to be all of who we are, all of who we are meant to be. And no, you're not Steve Bartlett or Gary Vee. You are Shelley Rosslund. Come on.
And I'm a big what if Canada. That would have reminded me of Disney's dream thinking, where he said the only way that, you know, he ended up even creating Disneyland or Disney World was starting that what if game.
Yeah.
And just not being beholden to any boundaries, because people wouldn't allow him, for example, to do stuff in the theatre. So he wanted to launch Snow White and then he wanted to have characters in the theatre. And they're like, no, you can't do that. When you're in a theatre, you sit in a chair for 2 hours and you look at the screen and you listen to the music and that's all that you do. He says, yeah, but I want voices and characters. And like, no, you can't. He says, but what if you could?
Yeah.
And eventually Disney
like World. At that time society made lots of rules. Now I think the society is, you know, that was the conventional beliefs of everyone being the same.
Yeah.
But now social media is becoming the society that stops us. Like there is nothing to stop us now. Nothing.
True.
Like money doesn't stop us, there's always a way through. You know, like even the book before it would be you were lucky if you could find a publisher. Well, you're still lucky if you could find a publisher to do, you know, X, Y, and Z. But like there was only a handful of books written at the start. But now Amazon democratized that and anyone can publish their book.
Mm.
Like, so there are no impossibilities anymore.
No.
Only the ones you set for yourself.
True, true.
So it's in your imagination and your creativity and your obligation to believe in yourself, your obligation to accept the gift that you are given in this world to manifest into this world. And that sounds all left of center and what people love to phrase that woo space, but it's not. It's this human evolution space of we are here with purpose.
Mm.
To think otherwise just makes us small.
Agreed, agreed. Do you want to give us an example of someone who you've helped find their genius? Have you got a nice example to maybe share that where they then switched gears and started to lean into more? I think most of your clients more than likely do.
It's always a shift, like loads of stories of. I have this story. Here's a small one, right? So and it's one that I associate with voice quite a lot because it really struck me the power of voice.
Nice.
And the power of, you know, the tone of your voice, of practicing your voice, of because only you can sound like you, you know, you can't, you know, it's only you. And I had this one client who started to come to me and I always start with positioning work as you do, Shelley. So, and it is a space of, she was building this business on the side. She was in the accountancy world starting and she was, you know, very years in that business, knew it inside out so that she worked as an accountant and as an advisor, accountant and all the rest of it. And she wanted to create this other business on the side. And I don't want to say what the business is,
no,
but it was
fine.
More in the wellness space.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started talking, she'd speak very knowledgeably and authoritatively about the accountancy business. But the minute we started digging into The other business, the wellness business that she'd already started developed, it was a side business and we were flipping her into full time, which I'd like to say she now is. But she whispered.
Oh.
I'd say, I can't hear you. She taught, her voice dropped levels when she talked about her own business. And that, it can also see that that's a thing of, she had to keep it quiet because she was in full-time employment. But she, did she really, is the question. But her voice dropped. And the work that she had to do at that start that I asked her to do was to speak loudly, to enunciate. To what she, what I found was when she described the business, she'd allow you to finish her sentences. And you know, it would be falling off. You know the way people often finish your sentences because, you know, it's obvious, maybe obvious what you're going to say next. Yeah. So she would allow me to finish her sentences. And I'd said, no, don't allow anybody to finish your sentences. Practice this voice that you want to bring into the world to bring your love and your passion and your difference that you are bringing into the world. Practice it. Practice by enunciating. Practice by finishing your sentences. Practice how loud your voice is.
Mm.
And it shifted her hugely. So now her business is doing really well. She's grown the business and she's left her full-time job to pursue this.
Nice.
And look at, like, that wasn't about digital marketing.
No.
You know?
No.
That's about identity, purpose. Like, oh, like, this is brand identity at its deepest.
Mm-hmm.
So I know one of the things we've spoken about over the years was sometimes people don't realize the depth of this work and how important it is. This is how deep we have to go to unlock who you are, to allow you unlock who you are. Mm. There was another really earlier on in my career in doing brand work, like really early on, there was, you used to start with building a brand, you know, and you would say the market needs this and therefore we'll position you as this, right?
Yeah, you call it
funny
out.
Voice. Mm. But then what I found was those businesses I started working with earlier on didn't really know what to do about it because it was intellectual and it was something that was put upon them. Whereas brands, when they are truly unlocked, are already in existence. We are just unlocking them. We are digging deep enough to find what is already there so you can tap into it. We are just helping you open the door in.
Very, very true. Yeah, I just don't think, well, hopefully, but people listening to your show, my show, you know, the more voices that are coming out to try and explain how deep this work goes, because it isn't about pretty design, pretty pictures and putting on nice clothes and, you know, personal branding is very, very deep and very personal. And sometimes it's scary, you know.
It is always scary. It's always scary. Like, I would say without exception, it's scary. And then when you move through it, it's like anything. When you move through it, it's like, sure, I was always here. This is also one thing that I find, which I'm sure you're the same, is that, oh, but I was like this all along. And I'm like, did you see the shift? You have got, you know, that's the really interesting thing. And I always remind them, remember where we were.
Yeah.
Look at where you are now. And it was always you.
It's a real shift in mindset. And also, it is a relief. I think you're at the end of it. Not only are you energetically more purposeful and you have a direction as to where you're going, but there's almost like a physical relief because you just get to be more of yourself. You know, you've identified yourself. And I just think we would have less burnout.
Yeah.
we'll sort out some of the mental health issues because we're not trying to fit ourselves into these boxes that other people have put and said that this is the right way to be, you know.
But the other thing, Shelley, which I'm sure you know as well with your clients, is when you do this deep level of work at this stage, which is around identity and, you know, purpose, all this stuff, the marketing stuff then of the choice of your of what you do with your website, the choice of the lead magnet, the choice of the social media strategy, the choice of whatever it is, the marketing automations you use, that stuff's easy after this.
Oh, yeah.
Because you will have certainty that you didn't have before. The biggest challenge with business growth is indecisiveness.
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Will I, won't I?
Yeah, exactly. Well, how do I want to say this? And then when you've done the branding work, you've already decided how you're going to say things because your tone of voice is already decided. Your language is decided. Everything is already picked out for you because you've already, you know, done all of that deep work.
And it's not formulaic. It's your voice, your way.
Yes. Yes.
Which means you'll stand out.
Yeah.
Like that's the beautiful formula. Your
it
formula.
Is. Yeah. Yes. So your formula, Bernardo, I want to know. your craft, well-crafted sentence of what your purpose is. Share it with us.
So, well, it's something that came from, because there's always a backstory.
Yes, of
when
course.
I started out doing marketing and business advice and consulting and growth and all that kind of stuff, I would very often have people coming into me who would be crying. I always had a box of tissues on my table because they were so, backs were to the wall. They were not getting the right advice at the right time, or they just felt so depleted and things they were trying weren't working. And I just saw over the years, there was this pattern to how businesses grew and that these box of tissues, it wasn't necessary. So I knew there could be a better way. I knew there could be an easier way. And by easier, I don't mean easy. I mean with greater ease. So for me, it was to create this greater ease in the entrepreneurial journey so that you could build the business you always dreamed of having. Because I think that's possible. But to state it in my formal statement, it's create greater ease in the entrepreneurial journey so that more purpose-led people can make their impact in the world.
Love it. And I think that is what you do. I do think that is what you do. You're just a pleasure to listen to.
Ditto.
Yeah, it's just lovely to finally get this conversation in. I know there's lots I would really, really love to get into with you, but we're coming to the end of our session. But what I want to ask is if anybody loved what you were saying, obviously I'm going to put your book into the show notes as well.
Thank you.
But if there's anything, I know you've got a membership, so I'd really like you to share with us your membership. And then what are your, you know, is it Instagram? You're more prefer?
I'd be Instagram, LinkedIn. Yeah. So
yeah,
my website is finolahoward.com. You can find me on Instagram on This is Finola Howard. And if you just look up Finola Howard on LinkedIn, you'll find me there.
Yeah.
And reach out and DM me and say, I heard you talking to Shelley.
I would love that. Now tell us about your membership, because I love the sound of this. I was itching to sign up.
Cool. So this idea of sticking with, you know, the whole idea of positioning and the work with brand positioning is that everything is in alignment with who you are and what you want to achieve in the world. So this membership is in alignment with what I want to achieve in the world. And so this membership is called SOAR, because flying is easier when you soar.
Nice.
So what we're wanting to make sure is that you are in an environment where growth is much more possible, that all of the things that you need are necessary, that are necessary for your growth are there. So the things that I've learned over the years that you need to have success in your life is that balanced approach, you know, that balance around the, you know, the support of and accountability of your peers, but also a really strong curriculum underpinning it. So I have a proven growth process, which I call PEV, which is positioning, engine, visibility. Nice. But also I'll invite growth guests in there so that we are consistently, month by month, week by week,
on
making
topic.
An impact on your growth and momentum, getting momentum for your growth moving forward. And that's SOAR. And I wanted it to be accessible. So the founding rate is €100 per month, and it's a 12-month program.
Nice.
The only goal is your growth.
Nice. That is going in the show notes, folks. So I will be popping over to look at that.
Join me.
I will. Oh, thank you so much for joining me today, Fiona, and sharing your insights and experience. Honestly, I love listening to your podcast. And if anybody hasn't found it yet, I'm going to put it in the show notes. The kinds of conversations you have with people, they really inspire me. And I'm just such a big fan of how you just
thank you.
Beautifully bring the subject, you know, to life for people in a way that's less daunting and more achievable. And of course, quite life affirming at the same time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And that's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. Did that help you to perhaps look at purpose and articulating what you want for the future a bit more palatable? Are you ready to take this bit more seriously now? Make sure you grab Fionnuala's book. It's a really easy read. It'll knock your socks off and handhold you through all these exercises to make it a very personal and unique experience for you. And I warn you, though, she will call you out on any negative head speak that you're having, because she's truly an intuitive marketer and it shines throughout her book. So who do you know who could do with hearing this conversation and Fionnuala's insights? Go on, share this episode. You know you want to. Until next time, my friends, stay strong, believe you have value, and make good brand decisions.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Compass. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to share it with your entrepreneurial friends and help them make good brand decisions. Until next time, let's keep the conversation going at shellyrosland.com.